Lord be with you.
And
with a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's home and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages, the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has loved much. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. When I was in the seminary one Saturday morning, our day off, a few of us were gathered down in the common room and drinking coffee, and the newspaper was there. And there were maybe four guys, and two of these guys picked up the newspaper and were talking about what was going on there. And all of a sudden, one of them goes, "Oh my gosh." He goes, let me read this to you. And there was some man who had committed these heinous crimes, and they were revolting. And I remember the other one going, "What a sicko." And they made some disparaging remarks. Time goes by, they drop the paper, and they continue their conversation. And I remember this other guy, this fourth seminarian, a guy who was really a man of prayer and I had great respect for. He picks up the paper, and he turns to that page that told the story of this man's crimes. And I remember he takes his thumb, and he starts to just rub it over the image of this man. It's probably the worst picture of the man they could find. And I thought, what is he doing? And I remember all he said, and he said it very gently. He said, "This man needs our prayers." He drops the paper, the conversation goes on. And I knew in the moment, in the hearts of those other guys, they wish that had been their immediate response. That man ended up leaving the Diocesan Seminary. He entered a religious order that devoted itself completely to intercessory prayer. I came upon this quote yesterday by Fulton Sheen. He said, "The more closely a soul is united with Jesus, the more it loves sinners." The more closely a soul is united with Jesus, the more it loves sinners. And I thought of one of the titles of Our Lady, Refuge of Sinners. The one to whom sinners turn to be led to the Redeemer. St. Gregory the Great said, interestingly, of this gospel, he said, "If that woman had gone to clean the feet of the Pharisee, he probably would have lifted his heel against her. to not be defiled by her. St. John Chrysostom said, in this moment, the harlot became more honorable than the virgins because of her great love. It's a love that virgins would have envied. I oftentimes think that if we realized how merciful our Lord has been with us, we would have a greater love for sinners. One of the reasons our Blessed Mother Mary loved her son so much, was so filled with love, is because she knew that she had received more mercy than any other person in the history of the world. And it surged her heart with love. Not because she had sinned much and needed to be redeemed, but because she had been preserved from sin. Let us ask our Lord for a grace today, that we might know how fully we have received his mercy. That we might know how fully we have received his mercy. That we might love sinners.